Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist hoe who's recording at 10 p.m. at night because we are all dedicated to the show, whose pronouns are she and they, and who lives in New York City.
Yeah. Sure do. You sure do live there. And me, Rob the God, one firefighting feminist with a fatty. I'm agender, forgot that part. And my pronouns are they, them, and daddy.
Me, Rodeca, a fat black, polyamorous, existentialist femme whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her here, and whose pronouns are she and they.
And Akua, pronouns she and her. That's all I got.
Akua is a person outside of her pronouns. She's a pee outside of her pee. Oh, not this evening.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, every episode of the Inner Hole Uprising works like this. Myself and my lovely rotating co-hosts talk about sex, love, and dating as it pertains to current events in the world, our lives, and yours. Sometimes we do it at 10 p.m. and occasionally we hit you with interviews with insightful folks or do deep dive episodes on the topic of our choice. This episode, we're talking about how to keep your head above water in many polyamorous relationships. We're also talking about ball-ripped dildos, poppin' sex toy parties, and a lack of pleasurable sexual sensation in people with clitorises. Or is it clitori? I don't know.
Clitori.
Okay, cool.
It's clitori. We're
going with clitori. Plus, another one of us, in addition to Akua, is processing their demisexuality. Find out who and what's been going on much more.
And if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoleUprising so we can see it in the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at InnerHoleUprising without the G on Twitter, at InnerHoleUprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. Yep, that's the other place. You can also join our Facebook group by searching Inner Hole Uprising Community. That is C-U-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y. Cannot just not sing it. I tried.
You
it came out
Dana
anyway.
Gotta get Dana Almonds on the show. Where the fuck is Queen Latifah when you need her?
And of course, you can always head to innerholeuprising.com to pay a hoe.
If you want to pay us to speak virtually or in person at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, podcasting, or other kinds of topics we discuss on this here show, or if you'd like us to host a consent, pleasure, or dating virtual and or in person workshop, we would love to. So to book us, you can send us lines to ihupodcast@gmail.com. Favorite segment bump. Let's hit it.
Grandma! Yeah. Are you a hoe?
Write that on my tombstone, please. Hoe of the Week is the segment where we shout out homies who have supported Inner Hoe Uprising in the past week. Hoes of the Week get special nicknames, and the game, if they choose to participate, is to guess the meaning behind their nicknames. This week, we got Barada A, a.k.a. Liquidbidity. I don't know what I meant when I wrote this. Libiquidity. Yes, that's what I meant. Whose nickname is Libiquidity, who became a patron on Patreon and wrote a little note. So Barad is actually new to the show, and they write, the episode last week that we did, which was called Oh My God, What Is That? All about internet nonsense, Barada wrote, this episode was my first introduction to IHU, and I was listening to it while out running. Trying to imagine the pole dancing robot was hard enough, but then Ligibiga Tigga, but Barada wrote it, how do you say this? Liggity Bigquity? Did I spell that right? You didn't.
That's a lot. Right.
But you got a nickname off of it. It was so funny. I had to watch it. Thank you. It has cheered me up immensely. Aw, you're welcome and thank you. Aww. That was Barada's first ever episode of the Inner Hole Uprising. And it was so fucking.
Like, what an introduction.
What an introduction. So fucking chaotic.
Oh my God. And then, there's and so then many ways to start. I'm quite surprised. But damn, we used some funny motherfuckers. I cannot find.
Yeah, I love people for the nonsense. Okay, then we got Basin, an old favorite. We got Basin, a.k.a. Voorheesy, a.k.a. Carrie Hokey, who paid a hoe. Thank you so much, Jason. Then we have Anne S., a.k.a. Dr. A., who expressed gratitude and environmental nerd justice in the inbox today. We love lovely notes in the inbox. Those are always greatly appreciated. So I'm going to read one of Anne's notes, which is, "Hi, wonderful assholes," which is true. We do all have wonderful asses. Thank you very much. "The job market and all my contract jobs are garbage, but listening to y'all's voices and stories every day are getting me through. Much love for all the badass shit y'all are doing and educating the masses on white supremacy, heteronormativity, patriarchy, and capitalism." My mic moved. My mic was getting angry with me. Love, Dr. A. Thank you so much. All right. If you would like to be a hoe of the week and get a cool nickname, here are some things you can do. You can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can feature us in an article you've written. You can shout us out on social media. You can shout us out on your podcast. These are non-monetary ways that you can support us. We love monetary and non-monetary support, and we understand that monetary support is not always feasible. So don't spend your last dollars on us. Put you and yours first. But if you can spare some change, you can donate to us by going to paypal.me/innerho, or become a Patreon, or become a patron by going to patreon.com/innerhouseuprising. The links to all of which are in the show notes. Also, a reminder that if you do become a patron on Patreon, for $2 a month, you can participate in things like our Slack chat, our patron-only film nights, our new Ho scavenger hunt, which rules will be posted on Patreon very shortly. And for $5 a month, you can join our Monday night Zoom hangouts. Any tier, you can join our workshops, parties, and pre-episode hangouts. Now, let us talk about scheduling when it comes to dating multiple people at once. I'm talking because I'm trying to find the bump, and I found it. Okay. And Akua always closes her eyes because she's a parent to a child.
OT, that's mom shit.
A mom will close their eyes anytime,
it's
anywhere.
It's the only way to truly feel it. Like,
you gotta absorb it with your eyes closed. It makes sense.
That's so funny to me. So yeah, what are we talking about today?
Talking about calendars. We love talking about calendars here. We like to be organized. Honestly, if it could be on a calendar, we're probably going to talk about it at one point in time. So my calendar suggestion comes from the fact that I am a highly unorganized and highly horny individual. So therefore, I be
that's
out
a potential
here,
episode title. But I highly need to make horny, sure,
highly horny,
highly
individuals.
Organized, highly horny.
Yeah, that's, we got to save that. But yes, essentially, I put everything in a calendar now because I am really bad at conveying when something is happening in my life. And me and Chris kind of decided that we were going to make a calendar where we can add things and we can always know what's going on, just so that we can be like, hey, you know, I'm trying to schedule a date for this day, and now I know that on Friday you're out with XYZ, and therefore it's not something that we have like a potential schedule conflict. And I definitely think that it's helped us immensely, because sometimes I'm scheduling a date because I have a whole nother partner now. So when,
what's
I'm
your whole other partner's name? First of all, oh, I have a whole other partner now.
Don't sneak that the fuck in.
Slipping shit in here. The fuck? Here's your personal
fuck, nigga. First of all,
yeah, no.
Don't be just saying nigga? Chris. Like, you got to put Chris, comma, my partner. It's niggas who've never heard this podcast before.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I was about to say Chris, my partner. Yes, who was my nesting partner.
And then who's your other partner, nigga?
That is the official name now. Now I have another.
Who
and that's
are
the thing.
They?
Like, we're
she's
kind
not
of
answering the question. It's getting on my nerves.
His name is Alex. His name is Alex.
What's up, Alex?
So this is a new, Alex is a part of this. Alex is a listener, so he probably will be like, oh my God, I got, yeah, I don't know. Happens. It always happens. No, he's not a listener before. He just is a listener now. That would be, we don't date listeners out here. We talked about this, but.
We did talk about this, and y'all niggas be fucking violating the contract, so don't listen. So don't
I don't be listening to that
podcast.
Shit. I've been trying to be diplomatic, but like, in actuality, I will date any one of y'all.
Not an open invitation. All right.
DMs.
That makes me sound bad. That, yeah, but I'm serious. But also, yes, I am technically,
well, congratulations.
Dating someone. Yes, dating, yes, another. Thank you.
Doing it.
And then I met another person who I'm like, oh my God, you know, they're great. So who knows? But as far as like now that I'm seeing someone more consistently that isn't just Chris, that isn't my nesting partner, and I like have another person, it definitely helps because we just kind of put our name and then who we're with. And sometimes we'll like give the location, but like it's not we decide to go non-hierarchical, non like veto, none of that like, oh, you can't be here, none of that happens. So it's very much I'm giving you the information that I want to give, and then you know you'll know where I'm at, so it's not any type of confusion. And it's been very beneficial in our relationship. So I think that it's just something that if you do have someone that is going to be on your calendar and wants to know when you're available and you're comfortable sharing that, especially if you guys live together, I would definitely utilize a calendar, and also schedule time with the person that you live with, because a lot of the time that you think that it's like, oh, I'm chilling in the living room and we live together, so that might be your time, but it could be my own time. And it's very important to be intentional about scheduling the time that you spend with somebody, even if you guys do live together. So that's what we've been doing, and it's been helpful. So yeah, I would definitely recommend doing that and get your whole life on a calendar if you can.
I have a question.
Yeah. Sure.
Is this a tangible calendar, like physical, or is it, are you like Google Calendar and syncing that shit?
So we have a Google Calendar and a physical calendar. Our physical calendar is in the office, and the Google Calendar is just the one that we change. It's a lot easier because sometimes last minute cancellations, or we might move the time. So we have one that's synced together. You can actually just have a calendar that's synced together. So as soon as you put something on there, they see it on their end. And that's what we do. We just kind of move it around there. Yeah.
So question to how many people are on this calendar? Is it just you and Chris's calendar? Is it you, Chris, and Alex's calendar? Is Chris's or people? I don't know if Chris has a partner or people.
Chris is dating someone, but I don't think that he would consider them like a partner up to that point yet. But I think it's something that could be happening. I'm not sure. It's very interesting. A lot of moving parts. No, for right now, it's just me and Chris on that one. Chris and his meta, Alex, who is my partner now, they don't. I really want kitchen table poly. I really want it where everybody's just like in it together, but we're not at that point yet. So he's not on the calendar because it's just between me and Chris. But I could eventually have a calendar with Alex so he can kind of see what's going on. And maybe eventually we could all have a calendar together so we can kind of see what's going on. But we haven't gotten to that point yet.
Cool. Yeah, I fuck with it. I live my life by a calendar. And if it's not on the calendar, it might not be happening. So
exactly. If it's not on the calendar, I ain't going to remember. So good luck.
That's a fact. Hey, yes.
Good fucking luck.
Quick drag. Sometimes if it is on a calendar.
Yes. Remember that one time we put some shit in the calendar and then we didn't know what it was?
Yeah, that was weird. That was definitely by accident. I also consistently fuck up my calendars. It's like, oh, it's supposed to happen at 2 p.m. and it's 2 a.m. Your hair appointment's at 2 o'clock in the morning, bitch.
One thing that I always suggest to couples who have moved in together is having a calendar, one that you can see. So, like, I've seen couples put a, like, whiteboard calendar on the fucking fridge because we gonna see that bitch. And then because it's whiteboard, we can update it anytime. Literally just wipe and write, wipe and write. And you can't miss it because at least one time today, you gonna be in this fucking fridge. Like,
that's true. Yeah.
Exactly, but at least once you're gonna get a sip of water or something, Jesus. So I that's what I wanted to know, if it was like tangible, because if it's my Google, I ain't gonna see that shit.
It happens on Google. I have them send like an email and stuff because I do forget. If it wasn't for the fact that I wake up naturally, I probably would need that on my calendar so I can remember like to do it, because it's just ridiculous. But I check it pretty regularly because I have my work stuff on there and all that, so that's why it's just like easier. But I would definitely recommend having a physical one because that is something that you would see all the time. So yeah, we have both.
I love it.
Gruel, thank you for sharing, Rodeca. Up next, we're talking about sexual sensation dysfunction in people with clitorises and or clitori, and what happens when you rip the balls off of a dildo.
That pause.
Because I'm trying to find the bumps and I'm tired. Oh, it's Akua's favorite song. Is she gonna close her eyes or not? Let's see.
There you go.
Rebecca's drinking lean out of a white cup. I see the double stack cup. Yeah.
You already know.
Young Drake. vibes.
You know, I tried to keep my eyes open, and I just once I closed
it. It's the mom gene.
It's kind of like when you are trying to park and you got to turn the radio down, even though that got nothing to do with nothing. It's just too much stimuli. I was like, I had to close my eyes to really hear.
That's so funny. I love it. I love it every time it happens. All right. This segment is called Fuck You. It's a segment where we read your listener letters. That's you. If you would like to ask us for some advice, share your hotels, rant against the white cishet patriarchy, or anything you really want to do, you can send your thoughts to ihupodcast@gmail.com. Not anything you want to do, because don't send nudes.
Don't send no bullshit. Man.
Yeah.
We don't want
we'll crush you out. I'm not trying to see that. And a reply.
But please include your pronouns. Also, because we are in the future, you can leave us a voicemail. Y'all niggas don't do that because, I don't know, we're all fucking millennials and shit. And we don't like talking on the phone, I guess. Whatever. But the number, the number, if you want to use it, is 404-491-9158. Disclaimer, the advice given in this segment is general advice and is in no way meant to replace or serve the advice of a medical or mental health professional. Akua is a therapist, not your therapist. Rob is a firefighter,
not your firefighter. Good point.
Rodega, what is your job title?
I was just about to say, I'm technically a pharmacist.
But she's not your motherfucking person, not pharmacist.
Don't ask her no questions about your medications.
Please don't.
And I am a podcast producer, but not your fucking podcast producer. So don't ask me for no advice.
Pay her for a consultation.
Yeah, you better pay me for a consultation. But if you have a little quick question, you can ask. I'm nice. First up, we have Sunny. Lack of pleasurable sexual sensation, and Sunny's pronouns are she and her. Sunny writes, "Hi, hoes. My name is Sunny, and my friend turned me onto your podcast during COVID. I have since listened to every episode, and you all have helped me become more confident in being a polyamorous bi black woman, so thank you." Yes, we love that. I have been struggling with sex my whole life, and I for some reason never feel any pleasure. Any sexual acts just feel like nothing to me, or it randomly hurts and that's it. I went to multiple doctors to have them to see nothing wrong until recently I found a gynecologist who specializes in vulvovaginal disorders and sexual health. She said while there are some doctors like her that know how they can help, most don't take insurance because insurance doesn't cover a lot of women's health issues or people with vagina's health issues, specifically with sexual dysfunction. In parentheses, we love. We don't love. It was sarcasm. Anyway, it turns out I have keratin pearls, which are little keratin deposits under the clit that cause pain and irritation. I got them removed and was given various resources to work on bringing the sensation back, and I'm happy to report that I have had some success. I am not at the level of having an orgasm yet, but hopefully we'll get there in the future. My current issue, though, is right now I'm only able to feel pleasure with my boyfriend. While we are not exploring too much with others because of COVID, he is moving across the country from me soon, sadly, and we want to be open in our respective cities, but I am worried I won't be able to commit to any new relationships because of my issues with sensation. I am curious if you all have any advice on how to discuss my issues with new potential partners I meet, or if you have any techniques that you have heard for individuals who have sexual dysfunction issues to focus and feel their bodily sensations more. Thanks so much. Love, Sunny. I have things to say, but if anybody else has things to say, that would be valued.
I have things to say.
Say your things.
Firstly, let me pull this up. I have to have it with me as I speak. Okay. So firstly, yay to finding a provider who has the knowledge and the ability to treat you. And getting that success. I'm a bit concerned. I'm not concerned. I keep saying that. I'm a bit confused. It sounds like you have been, you know, engaging in sexual activity with your boyfriend. He'll be moving. And there is, correct me if I'm hearing this right, but there is concerns that she won't be able to recreate the pleasure she experiences with her boyfriend with other partners.
Yep.
Okay. it sounds like that is a worry that other partners will reject her because she has issues with sensation.
I don't know if it's connected to her boyfriend, but yes, in general. Yeah.
And I think that's what confuses me because your sensation is your sensation. So especially if you're fucking with other cishet men, them niggas don't give a fuck. If you ever can.
Okay. I wrote advice in the perspective of this is the case.
Okay.
So okay. I will, and then you can play off of what I say if you think it's valid.
Okay.
So here are my little bits. First of all, thank you for sharing your experience and your perspective. I'm sure that this will help someone who's struggling with like keratin pearls because I didn't even know that was a thing before today. So I appreciated you sharing that with all of us and the listeners. And I'm happy to hear about your success. So like Akua, I was also like, not sure what's going on here. So my hypotheses are, and obviously this is for Sunny to like fill in the gaps, but I don't know why that you're currently only able to experience this with your boyfriend and if it's physical or emotional factors or both. But I would recommend mutual masturbation with him if you haven't already and try seeing if you can recreate that feeling of pleasure with him there, but not with him touching you. So my hypotheses are either it's like the comfort of having him there and just like the safety in him or something that he's physically doing to her body that she doesn't know how to do to herself yet. So I think it would be like obviously sexy and all that kind of stuff, but just like a learning experience if she were to like get instructions from him or just having his physical presence there and see if she can feel pleasure while touching while he's there to just kind of figure out what's going on. And then whatever happens in these, I'm assuming it would probably be several like mutual masturbation sessions, go over to a solo session and see if you can try to recreate those pleasurable feelings and then note that down like, okay, this is what I liked about this, whether it be in your headspace or on your physical body, probably a combination of both because that's how sexual stimulation works. And then, you know, have that in mind when you go to other partners at some point.
I agree with all of that.
Yeah.
I agree with all of that. Definitely was going to say, you know, relearning what you like with yourself and masturbation and then taking that to new partners. But my question still stands that I'm afraid to commit to new partners because of my sensation issues and it has me feeling like she believes that other partners will reject her. And I feel like it's a conversation, much as we have sexual conversations or should be with new sexual partners about, you know, STDs and testing and, you know, protection and stuff. This is just another point of the conversation that you have of like, hey, I have this issue. Maybe we need to go slow. Maybe, you know, please don't feel pressured to make me orgasm because it's something that's just physically not, you know, there for me right now. You know, let's focus on the experience and not the end journey. But I find it hard to believe that a partner will be like, oh, you can't come, so I'm not gonna fuck with you.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think that like that yeah. can cause insecurity in someone. And I don't know if it will, but I also understand like why Sunny would be scared of that. And I don't even know what her experience in her relationship with her boyfriend is, but like that could have been an issue. Mm-hmm. Not to project that on your relationship. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that was a thing. There's a myriad of people in this world. And then just to like note earlier back when you said like, cishet niggas don't care. Hashtag not all cishet okay, yes. niggas. Like men are trash. I have a tattooed niggas. On my body, but not all yes, niggas yes, are yes, bad. Yes, and then also Sunny is like bisexual, as she noted at the top. So who knows who she will be dealing with in the future and what their personal relationship to this will be. But I do agree with what you said, like, you know, state exactly what it is. And the people who are fucking with it, you fuck with them. And the people who don't, you move on, you know, just like all you can do is say your needs and your boundaries and what you want and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Good.
And my last piece of advice, was... Cool. All right, Sunny girl, it's time to get the fuck on up out of here. I'm tired. My last piece of advice was to I'm glad that your doctor gave you resources and next steps and stuff like that. I think it would be cool if you haven't already. And sorry if you've thought of this and you can't find anybody. But just to connect with like actual people and not like a pamphlet who have gone through this and just kind of track their experiences and see if there's some overlap in or things that you can pull out of that or derive from that. Like, oh, this is what this person did and maybe I can try this and all that kind of stuff. And the internet is typically a good place to find people.
I wish you many pleasurable experiences in the near future. I have the utmost faith, because if you could feel it, you could feel it. If it could happen before, it could happen again. It'd be one thing if you've never felt the pleasure, so it wasn't coming back. But if it's coming back, that means that all you got to do is really figure out what works for you. And that really just goes for anybody in general. If you can, if you've had it, unless you know you're having another issue or something like that, but if you've had it, you can have it again. That's the beauty of it. So I have the utmost faith in you and that coochie.
What that coochie do? Sorry.
I think just to echo what Sam said and like kind of hone in on that is, before he leaves, harness that power. Find a way to get it from him so that it's yours. I don't know what he's doing.
You got a bottle.
But I want you to have it. So that's why I'm like, before he goes, just like sit down, even if you got to write down some notes and he's like, yo, we turn this corner. Yeah. I don't know. I just want you to have it. I just want you to have it. You know? Nigga. Exactly. For yourself and the next nigga.
That thing, I want you, you got to put it in, but then you got to put
exactly.
it in. And you got to hold it for 3 seconds, but no longer. And then you put it down.
Oh. Turn around 3 times.
Step stop. On your left foot. Don't there forget
go.
It.
There you go.
It's a SpongeBob reference.
Don't forget it.
All right, Sunny. Yes. Keep us updated.
Good luck, Sunny.
That was really funny. I love SpongeBob references.
Then you do this and this.
And this. And this and this and this. And stop.
Oh man. We all had the same childhood.
Good stuff. The good stuff.
Fucking love SpongeBob, man.
That was teenage.
That was yesterday for me. That was yesterday.
Oh god.
It's on Amazon Prime. I do watch SpongeBob radio.
I need to revisit that because that tickled me way too much. Hope that tickled you too.
Okay. After this, we asked the question, is it okay to play trivia at a sex toy party? The answer is yes. Plus, who in IHU is processing demisexuality and what that process looks like? But first, is the conversation in this episode resonating with you, helping you learn some new shit, helping you unlearn some old shit, or just allowing you to have a good ass time? There we go. There we go. We love to hear it. We would also love for you to support the continuation of conversations like these. If you're listening to us on a podcast app, take out the app. Take a moment to subscribe to us or drop 5 stars and leave a rating for the homies. Let the review say, what should the review say? We got Lijabiga Tigga Niggas. We got.
We love you, assholes.
Yes. One Celine Dion Stan account. IHU Stan account. You could do individuals, a coolest Stan account. I'm a cool, all that kind of stuff. Rob Hive, Road Dicky, Till You Licky. I don't know.
Ooh, I love it.
There we go.
Wow. New IG
name. Till You Licky.
Like, I don't understand.
No one will understand, and that's the point.
These are all of the things that you can write in your review. Please write a review. We're trying to get to 800 by August. If you got a little extra change, you can drop us some cash in the PayPal by going to paypal.me/innerho, or you can come join our Patreon community and access our chat and virtual events for as low as $2 a month by going to patreon.com/innerhouprising, or you could just hit up your friend and say, yo, listen to this podcast. We thank and love you all for your continued support. I read very fast, so I'm going to read this one too, in the interest of time. We got Worn Out Dildos, written by Meloho. Love her so much. Pronouns she and her. Meloho writes, Dear Sam and the bomb-ass crew at IHU. You see how she did that? That's how you know that's Generation X right there.
All right.
Bomb-ass crew at IHU.
The rhymes just flow.
I'm so glad that I'm a firm believer of never-ending growth. So I had this question on Patreon that you did, but I had to write it once my eye saw broken balls on a dildo. I had no idea a human's naughty goods could wear out a dildo. Emoji, like wide eye emoji. Some members of my kink group were having this conversation and I asked if I could see a pic of this broken dildo and they happily sent a pic and a gift that said, "This pussy be yanking." Laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji. This made my whole week. Also, I have a question for you all. Hopefully you can share this when you are all together. I know that can be a bit of a much with scheduling, but look, it wasn't. It all lined up.
We're here.
The stars aligned. Anyway, I've always wanted to do adult toy parties, but I've seen at the ones I've attended are a bunch of bored attendees and people who feel pressured to buy something because the host is their friend. So my question for you all is, what would make a fun toy party? Certain products, games, etc. I want my parties to be popping and the most anticipated parties out there. Oh, I love the entrepreneurial energy. The sex entrepreneurial energy specifically, not like the Bitcoin bro entrepreneurial energy. That kind of gets on my nerves. Have a wonderful summer, all of you. Oh, thank you. And I hope you all have a happy Holer return outside 2021. All my love, Melaho, she, her.
Oh, I love Melaho so much.
Any responses? Has anybody seen a ripped off balls?
I was just about to say no.
So I've never seen it, but definitely yet. Know that it's possible depending. I'm assuming that the toy in question was one of those kind of real feel TPE mm-hmm. toys. And those,
what does TPE stand for?
Samantha, it's words that I don't got right now. Listen to my
the pussy experience.
Find one
or
of
the
my
penis
little,
experience.
I talked about it in the workshop that I did about solo masturbation.
On Patreon,
yeah,
yes.
Going through all different types of materials for toys. It's very scientific words, meaning plastic. Nonetheless.
Thermoplastic elastomer.
Haha, thank you. So yeah, if those are pretty, if it's already a worn toy, if that pussy do indeed be yanking, and we are, you know, stronger than we know, it's easy, especially if you're grabbing it by the balls, to like pull or twist in a way that will damage and rip the toy. Yeah.
Grab them by the balls, alternate title for this episode.
So definitely very possible. Hasn't happened cool. to me, but me and Wilhelmina is my TPE dildo. We're very careful with each other.
And Akua be slapping that bad boy on the wall and just riding it to the high heaven.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm really getting it.
Images that I never thought I'd see in my head, but when you describe it like that, it's physically impossible to think about it. Yeah. And you know, I don't know how I feel about picturing it, but it's happened.
It's not a bad thing.
It's probably happened for the thousands of viewers as well, but.
We all here.
It's a nice
there you go. I just want to say, I'm not mad.
Big gay energy over here. Yep.
Ooh.
God, you guys are fucking funny.
Oh, God.
I don't know if this is the same material, but I've seen like a ripped fleshlight before.
Yeah, same material. Like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
I've seen
that's easy to rip. Like, just...
horizontal pussy or vertical pussy?
Vertical, like a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, that
know.
Makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Ooh. Yeah, I know, right? Now that I think about it, I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you rip a fleshlight, I don't know if I want to have sex with you.
I did have sex with that person, but.
How'd that go?
I didn't get ripped, which is good. I mean, imagine. I'd be like, yo. Nah, I don't know, man.
Nigga had a
baby. Nothing about that. That's like I was trying to make that sexy. There's nothing about that would be sexy to me.
Unless that's your thing.
Hey, babe. You know I ripped a fleshlight last night. You know I'm trying to rip your fleshlight.
Someone's definitely Daddy. Said that. There's someone on Tinder right now.
It might be me.
Who's
someone in their
that.
Bio?
someone in their vibe.
Yeah, I can hear that coming out of a nigga's mouth too. I'm surprised I haven't heard it, actually.
I mean, that means you're doing something good in life that you haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you,
baby. We don't want that for you. Okay, Melissa's second question. Oh, yeah, let's move on to the toy party.
My idea for the toy party would be, I've never been to one. I think I've seen one in movies where they're like housewives and it's masqueraded as like a Tupperware party, but they're really like selling them something and they do look bored. I would say one, a poppin' ass playlist. Two, a variety of toys. I want to see glass, metal, wood. Give me some shit I ain't about to find. I want to see some exclusive shit.
I wanted to keep naming more elements because I was like, who is going there? We got plant-based toys,
phosphorus, plasma.
That shit drive my pussy.
What is a wood toy, for example?
So it's a dildo or a phallic shaped toy made out of wood that then is like glazed over, so you don't have like
splinters
with like medical grade glaze or whatever it is. I don't know the scientific name.
Good thing none of us are doctors.
But definitely when I was looking into it, it's like, you know, making sure it is like covered.
It's like in a varnish on it,
yeah,
right?
A varnish. Yeah, okay. That's the word. Not glaze, varnish. Ooh, a wood butt plug. I love it.
Wow.
That's
like nice. Pinocchio. Yeah, that's
cute. When Pinocchio sticks his nose up your asshole.
Nose into my right into my rectum. Yes, daddy, yes.
That's a good skit because he has to keep lying.
You gotta make that nigga lie to hit your spot. Whose dick is this? It's yours.
Sorry, cool.
You cheat on me, nigga. Gosh. No.
Ooh, and then somebody imagine you ask a question and he lie and the shit don't grow. Is this pussy good? And he's like, yeah. And it's that's the way to kill the mood right there. Also, nigga,
is this ass fat? And then it's just his nose busts through you. Damn, nigga, you killed me and my confidence.
So, poppin' ass playlist, variety of toys. I also want I want drinking games. Bring me some alcohol in this bitch, like.
Akua is planning this fucking
I want, you know, take a picture of this dildo and post it on Instagram with you or something. Like, I want games. Make it a party, and then there's just sex toys we're selling at it, too.
Pinata where you use the dildo to hit a dildo, and then dildos fall out.
Not a meta dildo experience.
It's just dildos on dildos.
It's got to be one of the big, long, like, yeah. Shits, like the fucking Mondo just, dicks.
Is that a like a lightsaber dick? Technique?
Yeah, there you go. Like a lightsaber
the
dick.
The double-ended. We're doing it. The two-sided dildos be big enough to like use. Yep, I like that.
When I heard this, I thought about I think it was White Chicks.
Okay.
Where they were sitting in the circle passing around the pink dildo and then they like put it you guys do not
That know was not White Chicks.
Yeah, I don't remember it that
was
part.
There was like the what the fucking waves, but okay, I'm not bugging. This is not an embedded memory, but it happened. It was a very 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 short scene, but they were like having like a girls.
Oh, and like, then somebody like whatever, throws and it.
The Marlin, one of them niggas threw it, but like another one like put it in.
Oh, I remember that.
But anyway, point is, I just had that thought, but I would like to have a party like that, but you like. You know, if you're comfortable, like, dressing something that makes you feel sexy
yeah.
as well.
Ooh, yeah.
So you're like into it. Now like I'm pulling up in like my fucking white my jeans and my t-shirt or whatever. Like so you get like the full experience of whatever makes you feel like the sexiest and the most comfortable too, because I'm not trying to show like have to lingerie my nipples out around my homies and shit. But you know, or maybe actually I don't really give a fuck to be honest. But that could be like the dress code or whatever, like whatever makes you feel sexy. And then like, oh my god, that makes you feel sexy. That shit is I never thought about that.
And here's where you can buy some more things that make you feel sexy. That's when Melissa just comes in like, I'm selling shit. Yeah, I like those ideas. Rebecca, do you have any ideas?
I was gonna say, aside from the pinata dildo thing, I would say that was a
If you do that, please send pictures.
It's a clitoris, but it's just a clitoris.
I think, like, when I was thinking about the party, I was thinking about how, like, for some reason, a lot of bridal showers or, like, stuff like that are usually very penis-centered or something. Mm-hmm. Like, they have the straws. But, like, fuck it. Like, let's get these penis straws, penis cake. I don't know. We're just doing it. Because if we're going to have a good time, you're going to be like, yeah, this feels good in my hand. And then you can squeeze that like, I said squeeze that price tag. I don't know why I said squeeze that price tag in. And I was like, that was weird.
You can make the price tag come. Like, Jesus.
I'd be sexual with it. I didn't mean to, y'all.
This nigga a little excited, I guess. I don't know. They hands and all that. Yeah. I said, squeeze that fucking price tag.
Get in there. Yeah, but no, I just meant like, have them have a good time to the point that they don't even feel like they're like being sold anything. And then when someone's just like in the midst of it, that's when you start talking about actually buying something. But yeah, it should definitely be an experience more than like a selling point, because that's boring. So
I would also kind of taking a note out of our own book is having other services present at this too. So like there's this vulva casting company that I follow on Instagram, and y'all gonna all go and come to my house and get your vulvas casted one day in a very weird housewarming party. But like maybe there's an option for that, or maybe there is an option for, you know,
I love the varied facial expressions when you said that. I was just like, and you just go, oh, I don't know. You gotta be on YouTube to see that one.
Yeah. Or, you know, there's someone also selling like lingerie there, or like making it varied in what can be done, I guess, or engaged in. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I like all those
ideas. I want a dick sucking contest.
Okay.
And whoever wins the dick sucking contest gets something like a not even a dildo, because it's a sex toys, right? And we have to remember, not all sex toys look like dicks, because the best sex toys ain't dicks. They the shit that hit the shit. Like something that really fucking smacks, like that womanizer duo.
I knew Robert. I was actually waiting. I'm surprised it hasn't come. That's the whole sex party, nigga.
Everybody's sitting there. Everybody just sitting there going to their separate room using the womanizer duo and then coming out and talking about how much they don't need nobody.
This podcast is not sponsored by the womanizer duo, but...
Anyway, point is, a dick-sucking contest, but you win, like, a really... Because, okay, you have your choice, though, at that. But, like, you win something, like, that's... not like a cheap toy. Like, you invest in giving somebody something really nice. Like, or maybe not even just a dick sucking contest, but like some a kind raffle. Of sexual pleasure contest. But then also, because people can see, like, the way I learn how to suck dick is literally watching other people suck dick, and not in porn, but like instructions on YouTube and reading shit. Yeah, because I wasn't sucking dick.
No, I thought you were just like in the room, like somebody else was doing it.
Yeah, on like some voyeur ass. No! I was like, yes. Not a step-by-step tutorial on how to suck dick on YouTube.
Niggas be having step-by-step tutorials on how to suck dick. And the, also, like...
the grapefruit lady.
Not sucking dick. That is grapefruiting. You need to be specific when you talk about that art form. But,
I learned on girl.com. Okay. Shout out to GURL.com.
I learned on... a part of it learned on was like men.com. Probably bad, bad place to start. But I'm like, you guys, I mean, y'all niggas be having dicks, so I guess it's, you know, it makes sense. But take, because I learn by taking cues from other people, like things that I see, and I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. Da, 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 da. So having like 20 people sucking dick, I feel like I could look around, like learn some sucking dick tips, and I'd be like, I want to suck a dick.
I agree with everyone's ideas. Quickly, Melaho, some things that I would like to see is a wide variety of sex toys, specifically sex toys that aren't like gender binaried, unless, of course, that is very much how your crowd is feeling, but like not pink dildos and shit like that, and not just all straight up dildos, like things that access different parts of your body. Like nipple clamps are a cool thing, nipple suckers are a cool thing, butt plugs are nice.
Give me an Enjoy, like a
right
G-spot, P-spot stimulator. With a curve. And
exactly. I also agree with games, but not dick sucking contests. Trivia, nigga. If you're on Patreon, you know that a nigga does love trivia, but I do think that it applies in this instance. Because, I mean, I do think, like, as the night progresses, I wouldn't suggest a straight-up dick-sucking party unless it's a play party yeah. also. But, like, I think things can go to, like, what we did at the first Valentine's Day party that you bartended at Akua, mm-hmm. where it was like, oh, take a cum shot. Or even at the summer party the where pussy. We did, like, yeah. the pie-eating contest to simulate, like, pussy licking and stuff like that. Like, that can come later in the night. But before things come later, you start with your trivia, okay? So, like, oh, here's a question about the G-spot. Oh, in between, here's this toy that's a G-spot stimulator. Mm-hmm. So things that are actually getting people's attention and not just like, oh, here's the thing that I want to sell. Music is always good, as Akua said, to take a page from Karaoke Basin. Let's talk about karaoke for a second. A good way to always get people engaged is to have them sing their favorite ho jam. Like if you put on Freak Like Me or My Neck by Beck or some shit like that, and the person who raps it the best gets a free toy. So I would just like keep giving out or have like a budget set aside for free toys. That way people are like, oh shit, that looks good. I want to buy that. Cool. Let us go to our last segment of the day. I got situations, my love. About 0.6 seconds in, Akua's eyes had closed and Rodeca's following. Let's all close our eyes in solidarity. Everyone did it. Everyone closed their eyes.
Oh, I love you guys.
All right, this is Fuck Me. It's about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives. If you haven't guessed already, the person who's talking about Demi... Mike fell, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
We're falling apart, y'all.
Stop your shenanigans. The person who's talking about demisexuality is...
Akua! No.
It's me.
It's Roberto. Gang, gang, gang. Welcome, friend.
I'm so glad to be here. So I am going to give you guys a background on demisexuality because there are several resources within the podcast community and community and then some, including the episode, the live episode that we did with Stephanie, including Queen Jay's episode and Bag Ladies episode, their recent episode with Akua and Jay, that will give you all of the introduction, what it's about, da da da. So we could skip that. So to get right into it, I haven't really talked about it, besides like one time with Sam when we were on our way to the hike or coming from the hike, something about the hike. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're coming from the hype. Right before I got lost in the Bronx.
That's already rocky territory, if you know what I mean. Okay, sorry.
good job. That was great. But so still trying to find the language to describe it. So over the past few months, I haven't been fucking, right? I haven't been talking to people, like actually talking to people. I went on a couple dates. They were not slapping. I was kind of dating a guy. We had sex twice and we stopped dating. I actually just spoke to him today and it was like, yeah, no, this isn't gonna work ever again. So it is what it is. But, and it sucks because now that I'm coming into this demisexuality, before I even had a name for it or knew it was happening, I guess me not even trying, I think this is like, something that's just happening, like my subconscious is just tired of the bullshit. And I think I have said on several occasions that I be fucking niggas I don't like. I dance be fucking people I do not like at all. So I think that I unconsciously had a shift where I decided to date and sleep with people that I did like, which meant that I'm not dating or sleeping with anyone. That's real. Because I don't like
these niggas. Don't like these niggas. Come to this side. We have cookies. We don't like
Oh my God, I don't. I try. You know, I even will do like off the first date wasn't slapping, I'll try another date. But it's just the connection don't be there, even if they are attractive. Like, I can say, like, oh, no, this person's attractive, this person's cute, but I couldn't, like, I'd get repulsed at the idea of them touching me because I just don't like them. They don't, they're not bad people, but they just don't do the thing that I need them to do for me. They don't say the things that I need them to say or make me feel the ways I want to feel. They don't lift me up. They don't ask me fucking questions. They make all kinds of fucking weird assumptions. So it's been rough. And when I talk about it, it's usually like when I talk about this new sexuality thing I'm coming into, I don't usually talk about it in a positive way, which is also kind of interesting. And I guess it's because I feel so much more isolated now that I'm like limiting my dating pool. And it really sucks because I am leaving. I don't know if did I announce that on the podcast? I don't know. I don't think I did. I think I only did in like the Zoom sessions, but I'm leaving. If you niggas did not know, in the next 3 months, I'll be off again on another deployment and I'll be gone for a year. So it'd be nice to like get laid before then because this is not one of those deployments where I can really be a hoe. I really have to concentrate on this one, but it's just not looking likely. And I listened to Akua's Bag Ladies episode twice. I went on the demisexuality.org website, which has like a lot of information, but it's just, it doesn't feel like there's anything to do besides kind of look back on the experiences I was having versus the experiences I'm having now. Like, one of the experiences that I am having now is that I'm not being hurt, which is nice. Even the last guy I dated, our fallout was not hurtful as much as it was disappointing. And it was a lack of communication from him, which was validated today because we haven't spoken in like a couple months. But so it wasn't like something like big and violent. Like, I've had these huge violent ass breakups, or like even just violent breakups from people that I'm fucking, or like really like fucked up, like I'm ghosting you, I'm never talking to you again, even though like I slipped into that ass role kind of thing. So it's been nice not feeling, not guilty, because I don't feel guilty about the people I fuck, but not feeling like, you know what, I probably just shouldn't have slept with you because it was not worth the pain that came afterwards. No dick is that good. It's worth the pain. So not having pain is interesting. Like, it's very interesting not dwelling on pain. So I'm trying to accept that. Okay, cool. You're having a good time. Even if you don't see that you're having a good time, you really are having a good time. You have so much fucking free time not thinking about these niggas that all you do is work out and watch fucking Avatar and eat ice cream. Like, life is actually okay. However, it would be nice to have, even if it's not sex, just someone to like be around, someone to entertain, someone to flirt with. And it's got me like looking at everybody in my, not everybody, but like looking at people that I'm meeting for other reasons, like a tattoo artist is going to do a tattoo, or fucking somebody's going to do my hair. Like, can I like you? Not do I, because I don't know you, but can I like you? And if I do like you, can I like you enough to have sex with you? And if I can, will you like me enough to have sex with me? But I don't know. It's hard. And I posed the question on fucking Twitter, and niggas are like, I posed the question, like, how do people who are demi, like, how do you guys meet people and have sex? Like, because just because you're this way doesn't mean that you don't want to have sex. Like, you can have, you know, this high sex drive. It just means you have a hard time finding people to have sex with. And then somebody's like, oh, you know, toys. I'm like, nigga, that's not the fucking point. I have so many fucking sex toys because of this podcast. My pussy's so goddamn happy. But it's not just about that. There's a whole experience that comes with having sex with another person. And it's fair, like, it's fair to want to have that. You don't have, like, to want to masturbate all the time, and that's not necessarily what you want. It's not just the orgasm. Like, it's so much more than that. And I miss it. I miss it a lot. So it's not been a bad time. It's just been a time, and a time that I can't say I'm necessarily having that much fun, but I guess it's a necessary thing to go through. And it's so interesting to be having this kind of epiphany when I'm about to be 30. And like finding out, like finding these new things, exploring these new things, thinking that I kind of had myself pretty much figured out, wondering what the fuck is going to happen when I'm hitting 40 and 50, like what new thing I'm going to feel, or am I going to find another word for another thing that I feel or I am? But that's my spiel. I don't know. Niggas is just out here.
Existing. Still evolving. Always.
Yeah.
I appreciated hearing what you have to say. I don't think I have anything of value to add, but I feel like Akua does, so I'll let her talk. Your therapist and your demisexual. So.
I'm still trying to figure shit out myself. Right now, I'm at the space of like not making myself like these niggas, but being more intentional in that. Being more intentional in and not passive. So it's like not waiting for them to say the right things or do the right things, because especially if it's the first couple of dates, niggas don't. But looking for, you know, kind of taking inventory of the traits I need to see and looking for them. You know, looking, not making the person make them happen, but looking for them. So not like, oh, is this, you know, if you show up to the date on motherfucking time, that's something that gets my bells ringing. Learned that recently, you know. I don't know. I'm stuck at this place of like, if I do that, does that make, is it genuine or is it forced, or am I chasing a nigga? I'm still in the realms of like figuring that out. So I don't know if that helps, Roberto.
I mean, it's insight, but mm-hmm. it's not. It's the advice that you're giving me is under the essence that I'm meeting people.
Oh, you're not meeting.
No, them. I mean, I'm not like a lot of people meet people off of social media. I'm finding that not to be the thing that I like, because people think of me as like this entity of IHU or this entity of my career, and I'm just like this huge person outside of that, and it gets very annoying when they realize such and don't fuck with it. So I don't really do the social media thing. A lot of it's like people that I used to work with, friends of friends kind of thing, but because of COVID and because of just the way that my life is going, I'm not meeting people like that. The people that I am meeting, I've went on 2 dates so far, and both of them touched my hand unconsensually, which completely fucked everything that was ever there up, because I don't like when people do that. I don't like when people touch me without asking me. So that's the thing, because I can always meet somebody to exclusively have sex with them. I can do that. But I'd be like, no, like, oh, you want to meet up? Okay, cool. So take me out. It's like, that's where the shit gets all fucking iffy. And I'm like, I don't understand. I do get it that not everybody's like that. A lot of people, especially when they see me, they're just very sexually attracted to me. And it's like, cool, no, I want to have sex with you. And it's like, oh, I mean, you can, but I need to like, you know, get to know you first. Like, I'm not saying that it's off the fucking table, but I also don't feel the need to have to explain that. If I just say, if you want to hang out, take me out on a date, I shouldn't have to be like, and maybe we'll fuck, because there's a good chance that we will not fuck. But I mean, I guess at this point, I don't necessarily really need advice. It's a matter of just reflecting, seeing how this has played into my past relationships. How has this played into my past, like, serious relationships? Like, was I even dating niggas that I liked? I'm sure at some point I was. I did have at least one enjoyable relationship, kind of. But, you know, just regardless, just seeing, like, how it's played into my past relationships, how it's played into my sexual relationships, what kind of sex I was having with the people I thought I liked, kind of thing. But, you know, it's just it's a process. And what I have to do is just learn to be patient. And that's okay.
Thank you for processing that live with us, Rob. And anybody else who's, you know, going through it, as always, we welcome your perspectives. Very interesting.
Yeah, to say the fucking least. Good times. Yeah. 2 demi niggas, 2 poly niggas. We out here thinking.
2 demis in a pan Demi.
Oh, wow. I'm a pandemi in a pandemi.
Oh, wow. You are a pandemi. Oh, you're both pandemis. Do you consider yourself pansexual?
I would consider myself. Are you fluid? I stick with the label of fluid.
Okay, so you're a fluid demi. Okay, not as fun.
I'm a pandemi. But... I'll take it. I like it. I'm gonna put that in my title in August or whatever the fuck we come back.
Pandemi's in a demi. I love it. All right, let's end this.
Well, yeah, if this episode made you laugh, helped you learn something, made you feel good, made you question yourself in a good way, or positively moved you in any sense, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and or Stitcher, and let everyone know that you love these hoes. We appreciate all of you.
And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Inaho Uprising without the G on Twitter, Inaho Uprising on Instagram and Facebook. You can join our Facebook group by searching Inaho Uprising, CUMMUNITY, and you can head over to InahoUprising.com to pay a hoe. If you'd like to follow me specifically, you can at The Darkest Timeline on Instagram, but what you really want is my Finstagram, which is Fat Black Snack.
Give us the goods. Give us the real goods.
Yes, yes, yes.
I am Hey A Cool Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and Clubhouse.
I am Vanta.Black with a Q on Instagram. I reactivated my other Instagram to hit somebody up and now I can't delete it again. So for now, yeah, you have to wait like a week. I'm so fucking mad. So if y'all
niggas, Mark Zuckerberg sign.
I can't do what the fuck I want. It's mine. Nigga said, no, you made a mistake. You have to fucking wait. But for now, it's smoking pee-pee. Oh, and TheBody, the_body on Twitter. You should totally come on Twitter. I'm so funny right now.
Not in the past and not in the future.
Right now.
I'm Slam Rid on Instagram and Twitter. Bye. Have a lovely week because you motherfucking deserve to.
Bye.
Bye.